Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Bangladesh came mightily close to toppling number one ranked Sri Lanka in the first 2020 international in Chittagong before they were beaten by just 2 runs. After Sri Lanka posted 168 for 7, Bangladesh closed on 166 for 7 when Animal Haque was dismissed with the final ball of the match. There was late drama as he hit 2 fours from the 4th and 5th balls of the final over to leave himself with the task of needing 3 to win from the final ball. However, it wasn't to be for the home side, as despite Tisara Pereira delivering a full toss, all Animal could do was to loft it back to the bowler. And once the match officials were satisfied that the delivery was not above waist height, Sri Lanka could celebrate. It was very much a day of two halves at Supersport Park in Centurion, as the eagerly anticipated test series between South Africa and Australia got underway. The Proteas won the toss, elected to field, and had much the better of the first 34 overs, reducing Australia to 98 for 4, as Del Steyn struck twice, Ryan McLaren removed debutant Alex Doolan, and Morley Morgall dismissed Chris Rogers. However, Sean Marsh and Steve Smith came together to add an unbroken 199 for the 5th wicket, and take the tourist to stumps on 297 for 4. Marsh recorded his second test 100, while Smith passed 50 for the 9th time and ended just 9 short of his 4th test ton. Yuvraj Singh, Dinesh Kartik and Kevin Peterson were the most expensive purchases on day 1 of the Indian Premier League 2014 auction in Bangalore. Yuvraj was picked up by Royal Challengers Bangalore, while both Kartik and Peterson are heading for the Delhi Daredevils, both players having previously played for the franchise. With only a handful of players retained by the franchises ahead of the 7th season, 511 players are up for auction, meaning many were unsold and will be available tomorrow, along with 292 uncapped players. Paul Collingwood will join up with England as part of their coaching team for their tour of the West Indies and the ICC World 2020 in Bangladesh. Collingwood, who captained England to victory in the ICC World 2020 in 2010, will join the team led by former teammate Ashley Giles, who is now head coach of England's limited overs sides. The Durham all-rounder recently combined with Craig Wright to guide Scotland to the 2015 World Cup by winning the qualifying event in New Zealand.